Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Man, this day is flying by. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances that is brought to you by Q39, which just announced yesterday they're opening up shop in Lawrence.
Love it.
Interesting story here from NBC News. Kissing happened prior to human existence, according to a new study. The very first, the very first kiss likely occurred roughly 21 million years ago, before the first appearance of Homo sapiens 300,000 years ago. Stories have long been swapped. See what you did there? Stories have long been swapped on awkward first kisses and princesses kissing frogs, but a new study suggests the earliest instance of two lips pressing together happened 21 million years ago. I'm looking for that.
Right.
Stand by.
Like a woolly mammoth and a cave person?
No. Cave person would be a human.
It doesn't... I mean, these would be, I believe...
How do they know this?
Okay, here we go. Along with revealing the ancient origins of kissing, the study also showed that the activity has a strong phylogenetic signal within the Afro-Eurasian monkeys and apes.
Okay, so our ancestors...
Meaning it was a common trait among our ancestors, correct.
Okay, before Homo sapiens became a thing.
I thought I had read at some point that humans were the only animals known to engage in kissing.
No, bonobos and chimpanzees also kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Are bonobos the ones with the really goofy nose?
Yes, I believe so.
These are incredibly closely related to one another, so it makes sense that the ancestor that those species all shared also kissed.
Oh, the study also supports the hypothesis, I pulled it up, that at one point humans and Neanderthals kissed one another, transferring commensal oral microbes.
Okay.
Or saliva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. Did you hear...
You're such a
weirdo.
Dork.
How hard would it be to be the sibling of one of the most famous people in the world?
Polar bears also kiss.
No, they don't.
It says right here.
I just watched Nature last night with David Attenborough. And the polar bears, by the way, the ice shelf is melting. So they're bobbing up and down on these tiny little pieces of ice.
Kissing each other
goodbye.
Very
heartbreaking. And I didn't see anyone kissing while this was going on. How hard would it be to be the sibling of one of the most famous people in the world?
Probably not very hard. You're not recognizable and you're still rich.
Taylor Swift's brother, Austin, good-looking guy, is looking for love on a celebrity dating app. Yes, there is a dating app just for celebrities.
He's not a celebrity because I've never heard of him.
But Scott, when you are that celebrity adjacent, where they're very close, where it's your sister, you would never know whether someone wanted to go out with you because you're you, or someone just wanted to get closer to her. You would fight that your entire life.
If you told everybody that you were Taylor Swift's brother, yeah.
Well, it's not like he's in hiding. People know what he looks like.
I have no idea what he looks like.
He's in the documentaries, and they're very close. There's photos of them. And anyway, he's a very good-looking guy. But I feel bad for him. His interests listed include steak, racket sports, music.
Oh, he could rent the house to your north.
He is a very, very good-looking guy. But you would almost want to say, like, my name is Austin. I don't want to give you my last
Powers.
Name. Right? I don't want to talk about my last name.
Oh, that guy?
Yes.
Hmm. All right.
You really? I bet his sister gives him money. He probably hasn't had a job in his entire life.
No, I don't. I think he helps manage some of her stuff or something. You know, there's always one, like with the Baldwin brothers. Wasn't there one Baldwin brother that didn't act?
Yeah, most of them.
No, you know what I mean.
Oh.
Like when you talk you talk about super famous people, like Bill Clinton, his infamous brother,
who had issues, Roger.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be hard to be a sibling.
Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy.
Billy Carter.
He
had Billy Beer. You know, I wish, and I have no idea what my mom ever did with it, but my dad had a can. He never drank it. I rarely saw my dad drink at all. He did occasionally, but it was always Coors, the banquet of beers. My dad had a can of Billy Beer unopened.
Your mom probably opened it, poured it down the sink, and threw the can away while rolling her eyes.
What is that worth?
Well, it's not worth anything because I don't know where it is. But he had it. He kept it. We had a little cabinet that we took with us everywhere we moved. And my mom would put the VHS tapes in this little cabinet. And when you would open the cabinet, there was my dad's can of
Billy Beer.
Billy Carter Beer.
He's not still living, is he?
I don't think so. My God, Jimmy died at 100. And Billy had some issues. I'm sure he's dead.
He died in 1988.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He was 51.
He was 51 when he died?
Well, it was different times back in the 20th century.
Yeah, he lived a harder life than I think most people did, too.
Well, and back then, no one reported on it.
He died of pancreatic cancer.
Like, every single time Roger Clinton tripped on a sidewalk crack, it was on the front page.
Oh, this is interesting. Of course, Billy Beer was his thing, but also, you know, he was part of the whole peanut farming down there. He created Peanut Lolita. A thick whiskey and peanut-based liqueur.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, he had what most people would call a problem. By 1979, Billy Carter drank half a gallon of vodka and whiskey a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
In February of 1979, he was admitted to 7 weeks of rehab at a Long Beach, California alcohol treatment facility. Later became sober. And reportedly extended support to other addicts in their own recovery.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people nowadays just won't understand. The scandals of yesteryear were a lot simpler.
I would dare I even say a lot tamer, Dan.
Right?
Yeah.
When your brother's just a raging alcoholic and that's all you've got to worry about. Yeah, well. We'll get into this story here in a little bit. I don't even want to talk about it. Friends spinoff Joey, you remember that show?
It was not long for this world, but
I believe it had two seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
It was all right.
So American fans of the wildly popular Friends sitcom can finally finish watching the spinoff Joey nearly two decades after the sequel was abruptly canceled. In recent weeks, listen to this, the Friends YouTube channel finished releasing the final 8 episodes of the two-season series, which were never broadcast in the United States.
No way.
So they canceled the series mid-second season and left 8 episodes sitting on a shelf. It was canceled in 2006 due to low ratings.
If it was so bad no one was watching it then, what makes us think we need it now?
Nostalgia?
Maybe.
If I told you that there were some Friends episodes that were deemed not funny enough to air,
you'd still want to watch.
You'd still want to watch it,
I suppose.
And this is all that's left of Friends, is the spinoff Joey, which would not have been the character I would have spun off.
Who would you have spun off?
Ross.
Yeah, probably.
But then they pivoted to a different character.
Get out. Shut up.
That is the greatest Friend. That or could I be wearing any more clothes?
Just FYI, the bonobos.
Yes.
They are a great ape. They look similar to chimpanzees and others.
Okay. Back it's to the bonobos.
Proboscis monkey that you're thinking
proboscis
of.
Proboscis is the one with that the goofy has little that, nose that looks like
proboscis.
A muppet.
Proboscis.
Looks like a muppet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
91.
FYI.
Thank you for that.
We are here to educate.
I don't know what I'd do without it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Interesting story here. This is from Newsweek.com. The federal government has announced a new campaign designed to encourage civility in air travel. The campaign was launched today by the Department of Transportation. It has a number of directives for passengers.
Don't be a jerk.
To improve travel ahead of the holiday season, including that people should, quote, dress with respect. Among other things, I think there were five
Oh, do tell.
I'm trying to...
Is showering one of them?
No, personal hygiene is not, although it probably should be. Let me get the five here. It's in this one story here that I didn't click on originally.
Just generally don't behave like a complete...
jerk.
Jackwad, yeah. Is what they're saying.
One of the directives or requests was to help elderly people and those with disabilities get their luggage in the overhead bins.
Okay.
There was another one that said dress with respect. Now, I don't know what that means. These are not directives.
You do. Dress with respect means, and I've told this story before, there was a woman, probably in her 20s, who wore a bra. She was ahead of me in the TSA line. I'm telling you, and I'm not, this is not about body image. That is not why I bring this up. This was an enormous young woman, and what she was wearing did not even cover the necessary parts that you would want covered unless you were maybe seeing your doctor or a lover, okay? Like, she was exposed. And I was in the TSA line, four or five people behind her with Johnny, and I remember saying, like, first of all, I feel bad for her. And I'm all for body positivity, but not when you are seated on an airplane. Her breast would have been in my lap. I'm just going to tell you that's what we're talking about here.
She was well endowed.
Yes.
Okay.
And what she was wearing was not holding it in. And it
was it covering enough?
No. And I just said, you know, I said, I feel bad for the TSA because I feel like she's almost
asking
daring
for
somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably was.
To say something because it was so flagrantly inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm not a prude. You know that, Scott. This was not even like string bikini. I mean, it was just gross. I don't want to see that much skin on anybody.
Well, the days of the 1950s and 60s, and for the kids out there, there was a time when people would actually get dressed up to fly.
Yes, they
would
wear, dressed to the nines.
Men would wear suits. Women would wear dresses on airplanes. Those days are gone. I've never worn a suit on an airplane in my life, and I never will. Uh-uh.
But it would be nice to put on slacks. It's not the worst thing.
What?
To put slacks on to travel. I always wear pants when I travel because I get cold on the plane.
Well, see, I don't, and I always wear shorts. I used to wear flip-flops. I've gone to closed-toed shoes.
Good for you.
Nice. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Glad baby steps, Scott. Baby steps.
But I dress on the plane like I dress for work. I wear Vans.
How bad is it that the TSA has to tell us how to behave before the holiday?
Well, it has gotten really bad. This story here, again, is from Yahoo News.
Addressed to all the Yahoos out there.
Right. Here it is. The FAA shows a roughly 400% increase in in-flight outbursts since 2019.
My goodness.
400% increase in the last 6 years. The DOT says there have been 13,800 reports of an unruly passenger since 2021.
Can you see if you can find for us, Kramer, the video released by the Department of Transportation that says flying was once a bastion of civility. The public service announcement is part of a new campaign announced today to restore courtesy and class to air travel.
By the way, it's called The Golden Age of Travel Starts With You.
Gilded.
Well, the story I have, it says the Golden Age of Travel
golden.
Starts with you.
I thought you said golded.
No, Golden Age of Travel Starts With You.
So in this old-timey voice, in this video that the DOT has done, you see the black and white photos of what people used to look like on an airplane. Women are wearing their little Jackie O pill bottle hats. The men are all in suits and ties. The children are to be seen and not heard.
A voiceover says, flying was once a bastion of civility.
The video then juxtaposes that vintage footage with clips that show someone's toes swiping on an airplane screen, fists flying between travelers, slaps, kicks, and bites, flight attendants yelling stop, and a woman arguing that she is allowed to move her seat back. Okay.
I have to stop it because I think I just heard a bad word.
In a post, he urges travelers to dress up to go to the airport, help a stranger out, and be in a good mood. Airlines outlined their dress code requirements for passengers, warning that people with bare feet or offensive attire might not be allowed to board. Spirit Airlines is warning against see-through clothing and, quote, exposed private parts in its language.
Well, that almost sounds like common sense.
How bad does it have to get that you have to somehow codify in your rules of travel that we don't want to see your junk, people?
I think we're going to have to take some action. They're trying to undercut our business model with jerk air.
I think so.
That's
too.
A great point.
Thank you.
We need these flyers.
That's right.
Jerk air doesn't fly itself.
You're right. I love this. The golden age of travel starts with you.
I think that horse has left the barn.
Now, incidents have been trending down, by the way. Well, they doubled in 2024.
I mean, if there's 100 and there's only 95.
Hey, that's still not much, Dan.
I mean, it's trending downward, but.
The department is not only addressing unruly behavior, but, quote, encouraging Americans to be the best versions of themselves.
Somebody says, Scott, no. The germs on the planes and in the airports means you should definitely wear pants. So what's the difference between getting the germs on the back of my leg or getting them on my pants? I'm going to have to wash both one way or the other. Might as well just get to... I get it. Airplanes are gross. They're like a petri dish of just crap. And so when I get to my destination, wherever I'm going, whether it's coming home or going to Cancun or Atlanta, whatever, who cares? The first thing I do when I get to my destination, whether it's my house or my hotel, is I take a shower.
Yeah.
The planes actually have a relatively good filtration system for the air on board.
For the air, but we're talking about the seats.
I still don't want your boobs sitting in my lap, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do.
No, you wouldn't, Scott.
All the other stuff you touch in the airport.
Now, they have cut down on, you know, of course, you can't smoke in the lavatories. It's a violation of federal law. You're going to love this. On the last flight that I took to Greenville, South Carolina, they announced on the flight, it was Southwest, that obviously smoking in the lavatories is banned by federal law. There is no chewing on this plane as well. You are not allowed to chew tobacco.
Yeah.
No spit cups.
Like you saw that on that
one. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me vomit. I don't want to talk about
it. Put it back in your mental image.
No, I cannot. It actually makes me gag. Jostled in the jar.
In your mind's eye, can you still see him going?
Yes, I can't stop it. Bro, stop it.
I mean, he's a prime candidate for jerk air.
We'll take it.
Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take anybody.
Prime.
That's why we're jerk air. Quick break. We don't do bottom of the hour news anymore. Quick break. That guy's Dan Weinbaum.
Kramer. I mean, I could do the news if you want me to.
You still think you got it in you after all these years?
You just ain't going to read itself.
Dana Wright, my name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
My motto.
I just said it off the air. We're not going to get into it. But men.
No. Let me. I think I can put it.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly what I said. You know, we're all supposed to be the best versions of ourselves when we are traveling. Right. As a woman who is a little bit smaller in stature, I will take the middle seat. I don't mind. Yeah. But men, if you sit down next to a woman, you do not have the right to just sit down and man spread. And the way, if I took my arm and elbow over into your lap, you would be like, what are you doing? And when you do that man thing and your leg comes over into my space, that women are not okay with that.
I had to explain to Dana, and I'll keep this PG, that there is a reason that men cannot sit with their knees touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
It is painful.
Well, you don't also have to sit where you've got your left leg over in my seat and your right leg over by Ethel on the window.
I understand,
seat.
But you will never see a man sit down as a lady would with a dress on or a skirt, more specifically, where they keep their legs together for obvious reasons.
I'm saying just try.
I have tried
to not
Dana,
take up and more then, space and than you
I,
need to.
What I would also try to do for the next 3 hours on the flight is not try to talk three octaves higher.
Heck, I'm also 6'2", and it's uncomfortable being in a plane.
Yeah, I'm shrinking. I was 6 feet, now I'm 5'11". It's uncomfortable for me, Kramer. But I can't. I mean, I can sit. But my legs have to be, I mean, I'm not going to be like this.
Right.
Like a
Neanderthal. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, open catcher stance?
Yeah, I'm not doing the Neanderthal.
Right. We're not doing the open catcher stance. Thank you, Kramer. Good one. But my legs cannot be together. And I think every man in the audience knows what I say is the truth. And I think every woman in the audience can figure out what I'm saying without me having to say it.
Okay. I'm glad we had this talk.
Okay. There's a reason that when women sit with their legs crossed. No, I'm going to finish my thought. There is a reason when women cross their legs, they keep their legs together like this.
Yes.
And with a man, you make kind of a large V.
Okay. Good talk.
Because we have things that you don't have.
Good talk.
Okay. Am I clear?
All good. All good.
The national trend. I never thought in a million years I would have to explain man spreading.
No, I just am asking that you try to be the best version of yourself.
I am
going to
try.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going.
TSA would appreciate it.
Okay. By the way, a lot of it was two of them involved say please and thank you. Suggestions.
Yeah.
Were say please and thank you to each other. You know, like if I have to get up to go to the restroom and you're in the aisle seat, when you get up, I say, hey, thanks a lot. You know, really appreciate it. And then suggestion number five was say thank you and please to the flight attendants.
Okay. I do that.
I don't think any of these suggestions from the government are even remotely offensive. The government's trying to tell me how to live my life.
And I am very cognizant as men get older, you have your issues. As women get older, we have our issues. I'm going to tell you, men.
I'd be curious to hear, when you're done talking, I'd be curious to hear what you think
if you older are man's old, issues oh, are. If you are over the age of 50, and then specifically, I would really like to zero in if you're over the age of 60, and God knows 70. You must, and I'm going to use the word must, pay for the aisle seat. Because the one time my patience was this thin with a very sweet older gentleman was on a flight to Hawaii, which is 19,436 hours. Mm-hmm. He was in the window seat.
You have to go to the bathroom a lot, did he?
That man needed to have his prostate checked. Toot sweet. I mean, Scott, do you know how long that flight is to Hawaii?
It's long.
He was getting up every 4 minutes. I have men in my life who have been down that road. My dad had prostate cancer surgery many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen to us as we age. Men, if you are older and that is your thing, you have to get an aisle seat. I had to get up and down and up and down, out of the seatbelt, into the seatbelt, out of the seatbelt. I'm so sorry. Do you mind? Yes, actually, I've been up 36 times. I do mind. You should have bought the aisle seat. Just switch me seats, sir. Please.
Well, why didn't you offer
please,
that?
Please, God, just switch me seats. You know, it was just try to be the best version of yourself on an airplane.
Did you get a lot of sleep on that flight, Dana?
None at all.
Did he say please and thank you at least?
He did.
All right, that's good.
Thank you so much. And then his wife just had this stern, like, resigned look on her face. Like, here we go again. But then I also thought, sister, you should have booked him the aisle seat.
Or, you know what? I'm not kidding here. You know what? What's really going through my mind? He probably, and I'm not trying to make a joke. He probably should have worn some Depends.
Well, no, I don't want someone urinating in the seat next to me while man spreading into my seat. But I think
it's a diaper. It collects. No, disgusting.
You do not wear a diaper on a plane. My God, you either sit in first class or you sit in the aisle seat if you have to urinate every 12 minutes. That's just common sense.
That thing only hold enough, like so much pee, right? The diaper?
Kramer, please don't make me look that up. I'm good. I
got you.
I'll be the best versions of ourselves. That's all I'm asking.
Depends. I mean, and I don't mean that. That did not come out properly. Are you wearing Depends or are you wearing Oops, I Crap My Pants?
No, we're. I need to listen to Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Because if you're wearing Oops, nope. I Crap My Pants.
Nope, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yep, 100%. Because we're good.
You could get on the plane wearing Oops, I Crap My Pants.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
And that, I think that holds a lot of dung. Actually, quite confident.
Stop it. Oh, God.
Hey, Mom, what do you say to a game of tennis?
Come on, Grandma. With you on our side, the boys don't stand a chance.
Okay, I'll get my racket. On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
Well, you kids go ahead. I want to have a talk with your old grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
I just don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. I want to let you in on a little secret. Here we are. It's Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Oops, I Crap My Pants. I've heard of those. Do they work?
Oops, I Crap My Pants outperformed every bladder and bowel control product on the market today. Here, let me show you. I imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I Crap My Pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I Crap My Pants are biodegradable. Now that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about Oops, I Crap My Pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
I don't care who you are. That's funny. I'm wearing them.
And I just did.
And I just did.
God.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Is it going to rain tonight?
I believe it's already started raining.
What's going on?
If I'm not mistaken, it's already started to rain.
I can't tell. It's too dark out. I'm here
for it. It's not even 5 o'clock.
It hasn't really felt like fall yet. Once it rains, it'll be like, oh, there go the temperatures. Hello.
Carmel City in California may be the first place in America to ban pickleball.
Mm.
The city council, it's amazing watching the tide turn in you.
No, no. This is a very wealthy town.
Kramer, if you're not aware, her neighbor put in a pickleball court in their yard.
Nice.
Glorious. Absolutely glorious.
But that's fun.
Yep.
Thwack.
When you say they've banned it, you mean they've banned it near residential areas. I mean, I'm sure that there's an indoor space, an appropriate space to go play the game we all love.
Last month, Carmel City Councilors voted to shut down the city's only court.
Yep.
And ordered anyone playing to use quiet balls and paddles.
Foam Nerf, if you will.
Yeah. So Carmel City, California, they had one pickleball court and they shut it down. Huh. Okay.
It is nauseous. I'm going to be honest.
Did you say nauseous?
I did. If nauseous is a word, why can't nauseous be a word?
Because it's not?
Eh.
The U.S. Coast Guard, which is not part of the Defense Department. It's actually part of the Department of Homeland Security. I did not know that before today. Has issued a new policy. This is from the New York Times. Check that. Washington Post. The U.S. Coast Guard will no longer classify the swastika, inextricably linked to the murder of millions of Jews, as a hate symbol.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Also, any historic display or artwork that features...
I would argue it is the most recognizable, one of, if not the most recognizable symbols of hate.
The Coast Guard did not immediately respond for comment. A Coast Guard official who had seen the new wording called the policy change chilling. Quoting here from one Coast Guard official, "We don't deserve the trust of this nation if we're unclear about the divisiveness of swastikas." Now, I can already hear some people in their cars screaming.
Well, 1,000 years ago, it didn't mean that.
It used to be a symbol of peace in Japan and China and in the Far East. That's accurate.
We're not in the Far East.
Go down to PJ or PF Chang's on the plaza, and you will see what looks like a swastika on some of the exterior decorations on their restaurant.
Really?
Yes. But keep this, you also see it at Memorial Hall downtown. But keep this in mind, the swastika that was used in the Far East is inverted to the swastika that was used in Nazi Germany.
That being said, Scott, most people not know the difference. That's if true. I see that, I'm going to recoil. Now, I know at PF Chang's it's there because I've heard you say over the years it was
a picture of it in my phone
in Asia and many years ago. So if I saw it down there, I wouldn't be like, what's that? Because we've talked about it.
Right.
But it's silly to say that because something meant something else 100 years ago in another land and a far away different time, that now it's okay to flip that and make it okay today. It's not.
Well, I mean, there are symbols that and history is littered with them, of symbols, even especially recent history, of symbols that have been, I don't want to use the word hijacked necessarily because it might sound offensive to certain people, but I'll give you an example. And not to get into the politics of it all, but if I were to see somebody with, a Gadsden flag flying outside of their home or off the back of their vehicle or whatever, I would assume now that that person is very conservative. And for those of you who don't know what the Gadsden flag it's the yellow flag with the snake that says, "Don't tread on me." That's called the Gadsden flag.
You know, symbols have meaning. Symbols' meanings change. And the swastika has been for hundreds and thousands of years across the globe a rather benign symbol.
Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me that You know, even if I was designing, P.F. Chang's has not always been in that location. So it wasn't like when the Plaza was first built in the 1930s or 20s, whatever it was, that P.F. Chang's took up that corner location and they did the exterior design and they put in some swastikas. And, you know, well, that was back in the 20s and 30s when it meant it was a symbol of peace and love and all this other stuff. And so we're not going to, you know, ask who was the person who designed the exterior artwork at P.F. Chang's when it went in, what, 20 years ago, give or take, and said, you know what? We're going to put a swastika up here and we're just going to assume.
But it's a chain, Scott. And so I bet you it is. You can go to Arizona and eat at P.F. Chang's.
Right,
I bet you it is in the design of their buildings.
But
I just do. But
what I'm saying is you're taking a great leap of faith that a lot of people understand what that is in the East Asian culture.
I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity to educate oneself about the history.
I think
of
most people, when
symbol.
They're sitting there eating lo mein and drinking a Diet Coke, are not probably looking that up, Dan.
They're probably
people
saying,
don't do that.
What the hell? They've got a swastika on the exterior of their building.
I agree.
They're not going, I wonder why. Let me look that up here on Google.
Oh, they don't act like me?
No.
No, Dan. Nobody does.
Well, that's rather interesting. Like when I was downtown at Municipal Arena there.
Municipal Auditorium.
Municipal Auditorium, thank you. And I'm looking up at the
exterior.
The artwork on the exterior. I'm like, huh, look at that.
There's a swastika. But it's inverted from the German swastika.
Well, it faces to the left.
Right, where the German swastika is the
faces
mirror.
To the right and is turned.
The mirror image, yes.
I mean, it was the reason why they chose that symbol, because the swastika was known as a symbol of well-being and harmony, et cetera.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. You will learn more in those 3 minutes than you will learn all day. Kramer is our producer today, filling in for Sam. By the way, Sam is over at the Holiday Boutique down in Overland Park.
Slinging some dip.
He is slinging dip. If you swing by, look for Sam and say hello, please. Kramer, Dana Wright, my name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.